The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:03 on ESPN 97.5. Lance didn't even say goodbye. He did not even, how about that? The holiday, not happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Sometimes,
he just leaves.
Sometimes you got to cut bait.
I cannot believe that you just walk out of a show without telling, we love our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting here, they're watching on Twitch, and they're saying stuff. And they say, no, it's not time for male golfer, female golfer food. It's not time for that.
I mean,
6'10 goon.
I can see how they got the impression.
You're a 6'10 goon. Why are you listening to this show?
Because he knows he's wasted most of his life listening to that station.
Somebody said, stop talking about the Texans. Let the communist station talk about them. That's not, they're not a communist station, kind of. Anyway, somebody clipped it and said, I mean, that you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do, don't capture it. Please don't capture anything like that where Lance leaves the room, has to leave the entire show. Anyway, and see, I shouldn't have done that probably.
You think?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not going to reference it again, but yeah.
I don't know. I probably shouldn't have done that.
Not when there's so many ways to save stuff.
He did get cut from the Chinese basketball league.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
It could have been left at that. I don't know in the Christian Wood movie why that particular quote had to be used.
In the movie, that's what's going
to
be?
I'm sure they're like, Christian, we appreciate your efforts here, but
I'm not sure
we're going to have to move
like
on.
That.
I think they're going to say it like that.
Probably going to be more. You want me to?
No.
You want me to do?
I would ask
you
that
want
you
me
not.
To do the movie scene.
No.
You
don't. No, I don't.
What about Gilbert? What do you think about Gilbert?
You want Gilbert to do the scene?
Well, it's a holiday show. Let's bring Gilbert in. What's up, Gilbert?
Happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
See, now, did you see Lance just left the show, Gilbert, and he didn't even say happy Thanksgiving to everyone?
I don't know. He's in a bad mood, probably. You
probably.
Know?
Yeah.
Probably in a bad mood. Are you in a good mood?
Yeah, I'm okay, you know.
What are you going to do for Thanksgiving, Gilbert?
What, the Texans beat Detroit?
You think they're going to beat Detroit? You never picked the Texans.
I just thought they're not that good like it was last year, you know. Detroit's not that good team, are they?
Yeah. No, Detroit's not a good team.
Not a good team.
No, Detroit's not a good team.
Is it like Jacksonville?
What are you going to eat tomorrow?
I'll eat some turkey and some dressing and some sake.
And some sake?
Gilbert, you drink
Wait
alcohol?
A minute. You know,
a little bit, not much, just a little bit, you know.
You do?
Yeah.
I thought you quit after your dark days. Remember when you had some problems? I thought you stopped doing drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, I did stop doing that anyway. I don't drink.
Yeah?
I did maybe once in a while, you know.
Yeah.
Gathering anyway, you know, friends. What are you going to do for the holiday, John?
I was just going to stay home. Not much. Not much. Yeah.
Are we going out of town?
No, we're not going out of town. We're going to stay here.
What about Christmas?
Christmas will probably stay home, too. Not going to do much this year, Gilbert. It's I don't know if you heard, there's coronavirus out there.
We're going to be
careful.
Yeah, okay. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you later. Okay?
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Nice of him to call in. I wish you a happy
Thanksgiving. Yeah, it was nice. He wants to know what we're doing, me and Wendy.
I was like, are you trying to rob our home? Or are you going to be home this weekend?
What kind of stuff are you and Wendy doing?
Well, you know, eating.
And watch?
Eating.
Yeah.
Hanging out with the children.
Yeah. We're going to play some games.
What type of games, John?
Well, we're going to play left, right, center.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play, there's a few good games out there. We like to play.
Only game I'm going to play is like, can I get 10 hours of sleep here or 11? These are the games I'm playing. How long can I stay in my bed?
You and Dad aren't going to play Gin Rummy or something?
Gin Rummy? Who? No.
We play Gin Rummy all the time. Gin Rummy's good, clean. No. Yes.
Yes.
Are you going to play any dominoes?
No, I'm not playing spades.
You're not
either.
Throwing bones?
No, not playing spades.
No?
No. I'm going to sit at home, take in some football and eat pecan and sweet potato pie with ice cream. That's what I'm going to be doing.
That's what you're going to do.
That's what I'm going to do. And watch something
on turkey.
Netflix. No, not turkey. Not going to be, not making an appearance.
To me, that's un-American. You want to come over to our house and,
no.
And eat turkey?
No. I don't want to be anywhere near.
You and Dad, come on over.
No, because I don't want Frankie to sit me down and talk about conspiracy theories. I don't need that on Thanksgiving.
Frankie's over conspiracy.
Are you sure?
Not really.
Yeah, so no.
No, but Frankie can come pick you up.
Oh, she's not driving me anywhere. Anywhere. Why would you want her driving with one of your vehicles?
To pick you up, I want. That's what I want.
Well, could she make it from your home to, you know, far out in League City without having an accident?
My daughter, my oldest daughter, says she's going to beat me in euchre.
Oh, Steffi's going to be in town?
Steffi's coming.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep, she's listening to the show right now, as a matter of fact. And she says she's going to beat me in euchre, and that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Like, if there was one of your daughters who was going to pick me up and drive me, it would be Stephanie, not Frankie. I'm not having...
Stephanie's destroyed cars,
she's
too.
She's a terrible driver, too?
Oh, yeah, she's dead. She did her part. Don't worry. So all of my children have destroyed cars.
JT's a bad driver, too, then.
Yes. Yes.
Where do they get it from?
At some point, we had to eliminate Steffi from the insurance. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So who's the worst?
Oh, Frankie. Frankie by far. Mm-hmm. But Steffi and JT are tied. They're tied for second by destroying cars.
And is this a genetic thing? Like, are you and Wendy bad drivers?
No.
So how does
it's got to be? It's got to be Wendy. It's got to be Wendy.
Somebody somewhere down the line in that family.
Yeah, somewhere. I don't know. But it can't be me. It can't be you. I did destroy a car when I was young.
I did, too.
A couple.
I've only done it once.
I did. Well, it wasn't my fault, but I destroyed two. Yeah, you're better than Frankie at driving, Steffi. Yes, at driving. But
it's not a high bar.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty low bar to get over.
You won the. You're the tallest little person.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The tallest what?
Little person. Okay. I don't say that other word.
Yeah.
It's not a word that's appropriate.
John knows he's going to play male golf or female golf or food in the living room.
Are you going to do that with your kids? Do you play that game at home? Do you have the home game?
I've got the home version. Yeah.
Have you played it?
Yeah, no, the kids haven't played it yet.
You should introduce. That should be a new Thanksgiving tradition. And you should do all the sound effects.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you should do that. And then when someone gets it wrong, you can play it off a computer.
I'm not sure that they know that that's a Japanese name. I'm not sure.
Well, it's...
Well, I'll have to explain the rules.
It adds more difficulty for them.
Yep.
So, wait, your daughter's listening. She's just driving around or she's just listening to that at home?
It might be in the car listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome to. I don't know if you've heard most of the show, Stephanie. I'll call her Stephanie. She's not my kid. But it hasn't been a great showing for your dad.
No. This has been. And Lance was right. The effort level in this week was just awful.
You were off it from the start.
No, I wasn't.
You were.
I literally was counting how many hours there
were. That's what I'm saying.
Left in the week, and how many hours I would have
from
off.
From the time 7 a.m. struck on Monday, been about this life.
But at least we didn't have a fight like Fred and AJ.
Yeah, that was awkward.
Yeah, the whole thing was awkward. Can't play it. It was too awkward.
You can listen to it, though. It's on the podcast page.
It's on the podcast. Yeah.
You want to hear...
D-Weeds?
You want to hear AJ and Fred discuss how the show should go and why transition teams are important or not important, and then some references from the listeners.
And then Fred asked the magical question, what do you want to talk about?
And AJ says, we've talked about this. That's your job.
Do your job.
Yeah, bitch.
Well,
he didn't use bitch.
He didn't, but it was.
He might as well said it.
Might as well have.
You can hear all that Podcast Arena, the Blitz Show page, hour two from yesterday's show.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And a little bit of hour one. The last segment of hour one, first couple segments of hour two. If you want to hear 45
that was a
minutes.
Long one.
You want to hear about 45 minutes of awkwardness between two people who've worked together a long time? There it is for you.
That's a long time to be talking about stuff.
That neither one of you, as this conversation kept going, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about this either. But it kept going.
Yeah. And it's a political argument, which is the dumbest of all arguments.
Because no one will back down.
No one wins.
No one ever backs down.
No one ever wins, ever. All right, 1012 ESPN, 97.5, 713-780-37. Just 48 more minutes of this magic.
What are you doing?
48 minutes of magic right here on ESPN, 97.5.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa. I got it for the lolo. I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Your boy, the little person, has got COVID-19.
Who?
Nick Saban.
He got it again? This,
yeah. Well, last time it was a false positive. Remember that BS? This time it's real. He's got mild symptoms.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is that?
So
he won't be on the sideline.
Yep. Hey, we're December 3rd next week. There's still spots open for the occasional invitational, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. There's a beautiful picture. We just sent out a tweet. Man, that is, it can't be prettier up there at Wildcat. I'm telling you, when it's a clear day, it is just gorgeous up there. The course is in great shape. I played it yesterday. As a matter of fact, JT, me and JT and Tim and Clay went out, and we were it was blowing. It was blowing pretty good yesterday, but we had a great time. The course is in great shape. So if you want to play, I mean, they still got some tee times, but I'm telling you, that place is so good. It's the people loving playing it right now. So if you want to make a tee time, make it in advance and get on out there and play. This is a great time to play. This is a perfect. I mean, we've had, Dally, you don't play, so you're napping.
But I'm almost napping while you're talking about this.
Unbelievable weather that we've had has been, it's just been the best damn time to play golf ever.
Took a turn a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, it got cool.
Yeah.
Rainy a little bit
this morning too.
Man, and all of a sudden, like 2 days ago, all of a sudden was like, "Hey, need a sweater out here."
Yeah, it was like, "Oh, you got a problem with good weather on Thanksgiving here?"
Yeah,
take that.
The weather has been perfect.
Yeah,
unbelievably perfect. So that's happened. We want you to come on out December 3rd. I know Jason and Garrett, are playing next week. He gave us the. Give me the heads up if you're going to be playing. At me on Twitter. I didn't know this. Deshaun Watson now has the second highest passer rating of all time. I don't know if this was mentioned yet last week when he broke the 1,500 attempt threshold, or this past week when he added on to it, but he is now in the second spot. Aaron Rodgers, 103.1. Deshaun Watson, 102.7. Russell Wilson, 102.1. This stuff about Deshaun Watson is not a good quarterback. It's just garbage.
But isn't that something you are having an issue with in regards to your friends and only them? Who's saying he's not a good quarterback?
Oh, AJ says it all the time. He's not.
He said a lot of people don't think, not good. There's a difference. Is AJ saying he's not good or is he not great?
A lot of people say he's just not. Well, I mean, and here's the deal is, you know, the argument is, well, look at what have they won? What do they do? And, oh, by the way, his postseasons haven't been good.
No.
His postseasons have been bad. So he's got to pick that up. But this that you don't have, we've got an elite quarterback here. He is elite. He is an elite quarterback. Yes.
Now
a lot of people will say no. That no.
I've seen enough of him in big games to suggest he is not consistently elite enough for me to put him there. He is a very good quarterback, and at his ceiling, He is an elite quarterback. I need that to be a thing all the time when it matters and when you're playing the best. Then I will jump on there with you. And he's only 25. Okay.
You got to play. He's got to play better in bigger games. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's how you gain that status.
Elite status. His
he has the potential. Clearly,
he has the yes. Okay, I'll give you that. Listen.
I was the Deshaun guy.
Backtracked on the whole teacher student thing. Okay.
Look,
I'm not afraid to admit. You know what?
You've turned a corner.
Yeah.
I will agree. Deshaun has everything in him to be the guy we all thought he would be when he got drafted. He's taken a step in his play this season, and he's done it, to credit to him, in a bad situation where it would have been easy for him to be like, whatever, we'll try again next year. But he has increased his game. He's gotten better. Now next year when the games start to matter again for this team, show me. And then I'll be like, rubber stamp him. Put him up there. Make him a top four player in this league.
Yeah.
He's got to do it, though.
He got to do it. Yeah. Well, and this is capable. Not the year to show.
No, it's got to be next year.
You're going to be good in big games.
Yeah, next year. Hopefully next year. Hopefully the team is to a point where he can elevate them against better teams and say, look, Deshaun's the difference between this Texans team being a 7-1 team and an 11-1 team.
Is that going to even be fair, though? Because they're not going to have players. They're not going to have the necessary players to be competing with elite teams.
I think this team was just the whole vibe was a disaster going in.
Yeah.
Coming in. And it's played out that way.
Well, but next year's going to be not.
Well, you have
here's
a new
the deal,
coach.
Though. You're not going to get much better. How are you going to get much better?
Well, maybe you'll get better coaching. Maybe you'll get a better OC, a better. Look, the Texans are.
A coach can only do so much with this.
The Texans are 3-7, and they were in the Pittsburgh game. They're in the Tennessee game. So those are two games they could have won. Now, they weren't in the Baltimore Chiefs game, but that's. They could very well be 5-5 right now, right? And still playing for the playoffs, despite how bad the roster is. So I think better coaching can make a difference. And who knows what they do in the offseason. I don't know their money situation. They probably don't have any. So I think if you're looking at this team as a 5-5 team, why wouldn't better coaching make a difference next year? If you can find gems, because you're not going to be able to draft high and get players.
Yeah, you could be 5.
Can you do something in free agency to get better too?
Yeah. No, I mean, you can get better, but they're not good enough to compete with elite teams.
No, I'm not saying.
I mean, this one off season, this is a longer term project.
I'm not talking about being good or great even. I'm just saying if this team gets its better coached and they're in that 5-5, .500 range, then that means Deshaun has a shot in games. Not to win them all, but to play better than he has. Like if we get the Deshaun that's losing the Patriots and Seahawks from his rookie year, And he's doing that all the time, and you can see the only reason the Texans aren't winning games because there's not enough around him, and he's playing great, then you're like, okay, he's taking that step. That guy against the Patriots and the Seahawks was one of the best players in football as a rookie.
Right. Well, I mean, even this year, I mean, he was good against Baltimore. He threw for 275. He threw for 253. He threw for 300 against Minnesota. He threw for 309, and we're garbage.
That
a lot of garbage
stuff,
against Green Bay.
That Minnesota stuff came late when they're down two scores. Now, it became a thing where if Will Fuller makes a catch, maybe you're going into overtime. But that stuff came late. So when who knows what Minnesota's doing, were they taking their foot off the gas, whatever. I just need that those type of numbers to be throughout a game, where you're not racking up numbers late in fourth quarters against better competition. Because the Baltimore game, they were never in it.
No, but again,
how well did he play? I know you see that the numbers may say something, but do we remember him playing well in that game?
You can't say he played poorly.
I didn't say poor. I said well. Did he play great in that game?
Let me see. See all of them. I'm taking a look right now. I mean, we know he stood out against Tennessee.
Yes, that is when he had one of the best games in a losing effort of all time. Yes.
Yes.
Like I said, he is, and I said they could have won if they gotten the ball first in overtime. Maybe they win. And maybe if Romeo doesn't go for a two-point conversion and forces Tennessee to get one, maybe they win that way too. So that they had a shot to be – they have a shot to be competitive in 5-5 despite how bad they've looked in other games. So – they're far away from being a championship team. they're not far. They're not that far away with Deshaun from being competitive.
Yeah, his QBR in those games were 45 and 57. Not
yeah,
great.
He wasn't
QBR against Pittsburgh 86. Man, his QBR against Minnesota was 40.5.
Yeah, he racked up numbers late.
Now recently, I'm taking the Cleveland game out because of the wind and the weather. 76, 94, 70, 68, 86. He's been above average.
And the three best teams, at least we thought they were the three best because Baltimore's fallen off. Kansas City, if we go by QBR, 45.1. Baltimore, 55.7. The Minnesota game, they had been playing well until the Dallas game, 40.5. And then I removed the Cleveland game, as you mentioned. But the best team, Tennessee, on the road, 94.3. And then Green Bay, 70.9, even though that game was never close. But there are too many fluctuations. The 40 and the 57, those can't happen. Those got to get removed. You don't have to be in the 90 in the QBR like you did against Tennessee. That was an all-time performance. But I think your floor has to be in that 60 range.
Yep.
You can't be in the 40s and 50s.
You're looking at it. His completion percentage is 69% this year. 20 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He's got a 73 QBR for the season. That's pretty damn good. 108 rating. And he's got the second all-time highest in career rating. I'm not on that Deshaun Watson showed that this is the best job opening, but and you got Deshaun Watson and you got him locked up for years to come. That is attractive.
If the Texans were run reasonably, but they just had to fire Bill O'Brien because it didn't work, this would be a really good place to be. If they had, but they weren't run reasonably, and there are questions about will they correct all that stuff. But with this, I'm not with the best place to be because how do you trust this organization to do things the right way?
No.
If you could believe in that, then yeah, this would be a great place to come.
Well, it depends on who Jacksonville's going to get, what number they're going to pick, if they can get a Justin Fields or maybe they get Trevor. And the Jets, that if they get Trevor, that's a better looking job, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, they got more draft picks. They got a bunch of draft picks over the next couple of years. And
who else will be open, do you think? Atlanta?
Atlanta. I'm not sure about that. I think that's arguable.
Yeah.
That one's arguable. But the draft pick situation here is incredibly terrible.
Yeah, you can't make your market in the first year.
And the lopsided, how lopsided it is, eight guys are going to take up $109 million of your cap.
And it's for
that's just ridiculous.
For most of it, it's the wrong eight guys.
Yep. Yep. And guys who are so incredibly underperforming.
Either they're underperforming or they're at positions where you're paying a lot to guys who don't play the premium positions. Like you're paying your two inside linebackers, and we've gone through the numbers and when they can get out of some of that. You're paying your inside linebackers too much money for two guys who have been bad. I imagine you'll find it, but how many inside linebacker pairings are making that much money?
No, it's bass ackwards. It's bass ackwards how they set up this roster.
And of course, the guys they're paying to be pass rushers, one questions his health, but has played pretty well this year in JJ, and the other is Whitney. So we all know the deal there.
Yep. All right. It's 1027 ESPN 97.5. Lazy J, we'll get you in on the other side if we want to talk Lakers, I guess. We're going to talk Lakers.
Well, you brought him up earlier.
Well, he's a LeBron.
He's not a Laker fan. He's a LeBron fan.
He's a LeBron, just sucking up LeBron all he can. Loving him some. Love you, LeBron. Love you. 1028 ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
I'm not from being nervous sometimes. I'm thinking God made me special here on purpose. So all the while till I'm gone, make my words.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776. Last segment that you can call in before we hit Thanksgiving. Because we've got News of the Weird coming your way to finish up strong. News of the Weird is always, always the greatest segment in radio. So, 713-780-3776. Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
Damn, John, you gonna talk about me like that, man?
Well, yeah, because you—that's all you do is slurp up LeBron.
I mean, I was gonna ask you a question. I mean, y'all were talking about him earlier. I was about to give you a compliment. I was like, okay, Johnny G starting to sound black. When y'all were talking about pies earlier, I could have sworn you quoted somebody from Love and Hip Hop talking about yes, yes, bitch, yes. That's like a black slang. I was like, okay. Okay, Johnny G.
I am darker than you. I know that. Okay.
No, I got you. No, I heard y'all comments about the Lakers earlier, but I mean, you know, y'all talk about LeBron's a GM, one of the best GMs in the league, and blah blah blah. You know, he was in the East. Everybody talks about, oh, well, he's playing in the East. He comes to the West. Now everybody's running to the East. Like Michael, nobody wants to play with Michael Jordan. So why is LeBron catching heat because everybody wants to play with LeBron?
Well,
nobody wants to play with Kobe. If you look at it, nobody wants to play with Kobe back in the day. So Kobe didn't pass the ball. LeBron is a pass first player, and now everybody wants to go play with LeBron, and y'all knocking him for that?
I think you just made some stuff up. Who was knocking him on this show?
Yeah,
what are you talking about? We didn't knock LeBron for people want to play.
Who? Like, what? Who did I knocked him for what?
For people wanting to play with him.
No, I said people do want to play with him. Yeah,
I think you heard what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, as Marc Gasol went there, and no, people do want to play with him.
He said you criticized him for that. Apparently,
I criticized him for that.
Dale, what time is dinner tomorrow? What's up?
What do you care?
Well, no, he wants to come over.
He didn't invite nobody.
No, yeah. No, it's I don't know. It's a COVID pandemic. You don't invite people over.
Snow bunnies cooking you turkey and stuff. What's up? Let me catch some of the snow bunnies from you.
No. Don't you have a significant other?
Hey. Ain't no fun if the homie can't have none.
That's a misogynistic song. Goodbye. No, I'm not. I'm not bringing people over for a pandemic.
Why can't you bring people over?
Because you're supposed to keep groups small.
What the?
Because, you know, there's a virus. It's going to be me and Pops. That's all.
We can't hang out, watch the game under the cover on the couch.
Why do you keep mentioning covers? It's such a weird lane you're going down. Why do you keep talking like that? No, we can't.
I'm just asking. That's all.
And I'm telling you, no, we're not having this thing all where right, you come well, over. First well, of all, I would never let you in my home. And then secondly, no, there will be no
if
blanket.
If I knock down the door,
I wouldn't let you in. I'm telling you right now.
You don't think you and I could be buds? Hang out.
We're not buds.
All right. I think we should.
No, I don't want you anywhere near my non-radio life. I don't know how clear I have to be about this. What do I have to say to make this clear? Just because it's on the air doesn't mean it's not real.
I think that we need to talk about this.
We're talking about it right now. What do you want to know?
Maybe tomorrow.
What do you want to know?
Maybe tomorrow afternoon.
John, I'll be as clear as I can. If you knocked on my door, I'd look out the little... We have a window where you can see out. I'd look at you see my face, and I just shake my head.
And you, what?
No. Wow. Maradona just passed?
What? Mark, get Mark in here. I hope this is true. Well, I don't hope it's true, but I hope it's not inaccurate. What's going on,
Mark?
Hey,
guys, what's going on, man?
Hey, man.
Man, I got some bad news, man. I know. I called in a couple of, I think last week or 2 weeks ago when y'all were talking about documentaries on Netflix, and I was telling you about the Maradona special on HBO and then the one on Netflix, and man, just the news passed right now on CNN and ESPN that Maradona just died, man, of a heart attack.
No way.
Yeah, it's out everywhere.
I don't see it.
Yeah, you just type in his name and you'll see all the results coming up. Yeah, he passed away. One of the legends.
That is terrible.
It's an unfortunate thing because, I mean, I think he was in the hospital a couple of weeks ago because of a brain, something with his brain, but they said that everything went well, you know, and all that good stuff. And, you know, it sucks to hear, you know, 2 weeks later that, you know, he passed away, you know, cardiac arrest or whatever. So
he's possibly the greatest of all time. If he didn't have the drug issues, would he be?
Would he be looked at more favorably?
Oh, yeah. No doubt, because I think he's the first of that modern football era. You know, I think Pele is a little before the modern football era. And, man, if it wasn't for the drugs and all the other corruption stuff going on, you know, I think they would have won the 90 World Cup against Germany. And then, obviously, the 94, I think they would have made a deeper run guns and what they did without him, because obviously he got jammed up for drug use in that World Cup as well. So,
yeah, I remember my first. I knew of him before, but that Argentina team played Nigeria, and they, for whatever reason, Argentina and Nigeria play so many times in the World Cup. But I remember him in that World Cup. It was weird. It was my first kind of interaction with him, and he was just larger than life figure. And then you hear about, oh, one of the best players in the world can't play because of this, and the stories are everywhere. It was nuts. But one of the greats, and he passes away at 60. Thanks for calling, Mark. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sad news, but that's sad. I mean, because that's a life where you think he could have been an ambassador for this sport for a very long time because of his greatness. But he just became kind of this cartoon character because of all the things surrounding him. But sad. 60 years old, passed away.
Yeah. Wow, I just got news that, oh, man, more bad news. You guys won't know him, but Ruffin Rodrigue, he owned Ruffin's Restaurant in Baton Rouge and in Lafayette. He had one, too, and he died. He was a friend of Wendy's, actually, and my brother-in-law's. Wow, that's horrible. Man, all this is not the way.
No.
That's a depressing way to be finishing up the show. Let's go. Let's... Joe wants to talk about Dell. What up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
How you doing, man?
Hey, Delvincito.
What's up?
No. Hey, Del, has John or Lance ever told you you're too ugly to be this demanding?
Mm-hmm. Demanding about what? I don't ask for things. I just say, leave me alone.
All this drama, man. You always bringing heat.
What are you
hating on Lance?
Have you ever listened to this show?
John.
Do you know what this show's
Come
about?
On, man.
Do you know what this show's about, Joe? It's about everyone getting shots taken on them.
But I'm just saying. Sometimes I'm like, dude,
he's got a point.
Too ugly to be doing this.
You gotta
be like at least good looking or something. Like,
yeah.
Come on, bro.
To do what? They're not women, you weirdo. What does it matter what I look like when I'm talking to other dudes? That's a weird take.
See? I don't
it's okay,
know.
Buddy. I'm just doing what I mean, you do, John and Lance. Thank
yeah.
you.
I mean, yeah. No, he's right. Right? Like act your ass, right?
No, but
yeah,
I'm not.
Exactly.
Right?
What does that mean for me? And when it comes
not
to YouTube,
not for you, but that's for didn't who was it? who brought that to the table? I forget.
I forgot who.
Oh,
it was.
Freaky Deek.
Yeah, and Joe, no one knows what you look like, so I'm not gonna take your word for anything.
Yeah, Joe seems like a handsome guy.
Have you met Joe?
Maybe you ain't handsome enough
to be saying
the stuff you say. Maybe you need to act your face.
I would say you don't survive on this show without clapping back. I don't know what show he's listening to.
Yeah.
I'm just sit here and be the weeping violet. That's the way
that's
the way it works.
Do. That's what Alan says. Slappy wants to get in here. What do you say, Slappy?
Hey, man, what's up with you, Dale, man? You're treating John like a biatch, man.
That's
cool, dog. Why don't you the guy, dude, his whole family already been through COVID, so you ain't got to worry about that. I think you're coming up with excuses, and guess what? Oprah smoked crack, too.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Slappy. Appreciate it. Yeah. And by the way, you're not, what? First of all, he said treating me like a...
Because I don't want you to come over. John's not coming over. I don't know if I have to pull back the fourth wall here to let you guys in on something. John's not come, wouldn't come over to the house anyway. He's got things to do.
No, I would go over.
No,
yeah,
I can't.
I'm gonna come over. We'll watch the game together.
This is how you prove
me,
that
you and Dad.
This is how you prove the people that people on the show aren't that bright. John is talking about coming over, sitting under a blanket, and watching the game with me. You think that's what John would do?
Yeah, yeah.
Like clowns.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm treating John badly when we're going through this bit where he would never do it. Yes, I'm treating you very poorly.
And Ruffin's restaurant was not Ruffin's; it was Ruffino's. And that's sad news. Sad news. We knew Ruffin. That's sad. He played for the LSU.
That is sad.
Yeah. La raza, qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, what's up, Davincito, gentlemen?
What's
How
up?
Y'all doing?
What's
what
up?
What is up?
Nah, man. I just want to say also too, man. Like I think Demi Lovato was another example of a rich person doing drugs. You know, she did heroin. And also, like, one of the greatest soccer players of all time, Maradona, man. He was a big-time cokehead, too.
Yeah.
And they were rich. So,
well,
I'm sure he smoked crack.
Well, we were talking about crack. Did he do? Did he smoke crack?
I'm sure he did.
Johnny G was saying they did drugs. So yeah, I mean, rich people do drugs all the time.
Well, yeah, and no. It was crack. Whether or not they smoke crack, they think that that's not a poor person. But rich people smoke crack too.
Well, he was from Argentina, so he's close to Colombia. So I'm pretty sure he was.
They smoked it.
Everything, pretty much.
They smoked it.
But then also, I want to give a little prayer before we fade out today, Thanksgiving. Lord Father God, I want to bless you gentlemen with a good Thanksgiving. R.I.P. Raheel, we miss y'all, man. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving. Hey, Dale, appreciate you inviting me to your house, bro.
No problem. La Raza can watch the game under a blanket with me. Not you, John. That's just how it goes.
What?
Sorry.
You're going to invite La Raza, but
yeah.
Not me?
Yeah, I'm going to treat John like
racist.
A bitch, according
this
to Slappy.
Is racist.
But, well, who? What did you say?
Yeah, you're being racist. You don't want my dark meat over at your house.
La Raza is of a, not a dark complexion, but he has brown skin.
Irv?
Yes.
He don't want none. I mean, I think that's racist. Think
how
you're
so?
You're being racist. By keeping me out.
So I, as the darker skinned individual,
right.
Is being racist by keeping
you're
you
being
out.
You're racist against me.
Because you have dark
skin. Because I have dark skin. Yeah.
I don't feel that's logical.
Well, I'm sorry. Oh, wait. Are you saying that black people can't be racist against black people?
What you're saying is that I'm only keeping you out because of your dark skin.
That's
your
right. Darker skin. That's why, right. That makes
but
sense.
But why would I use skin as a reason to keep you away
because
from my home?
Because you're racist. Being racist now.
But
against my people.
Which people? You rubbing your forearm doesn't tell me who your
dark
people
meat.
Are.
Dark meat.
So, because you're a lighter shade than me, I'm keeping you out.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
No, because I have a shade. That's why.
What?
That's right.
What?
That's right. That's why.
Okay.
All right.
I thought it was just because I was treating you like a bitch.
That ain't it at all.
That's what the caller said.
That's what the caller said. Hey, that person don't know nothing about that. All right. Wow. All of a sudden, we got all kinds of calls, right?
Well, some of them were well worth it. Others were just trash.
Yeah, just not worth a damn.
Some of you should stop calling.
Whoa, you see that? How about that? Take that for a while. 1043 ESPN 97.5. We're wrapping it up, sending it to Thanksgiving with News of the Weird coming your way. Champion Energy is coming your way, my people. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560 and save. We had the air on all over. I mean, up there, down, all over. We got the kids on. We're going to be using the air. Oh, well, that ain't scaring me. That don't scare me not one bit. Turn it down. Bring the air on. All you got to do, because I ain't worried about my bill. You worried about your bill? I ain't. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Before we forget at the end, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. We are going to be gone this weekend, so we will be back on Monday, regular show. So that'll be y'all get a break from us. That's totally sweet. Del gets to just lay around and do nothing, apparently,
which is great,
and not have people over.
Thank God.
All right,
not you, not Joe, not Slappy, no one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard, but John's whole family's had corona, so don't worry about it. Shut up.
So, TikTok apparently is obsessed with boozy buzzballs. Have you seen this?
No.
I don't know why, but all of a sudden, all these people. What are people on TikTok? What are they called?
Depends. TikTokers, I think.
They're TikTokers?
And other people are TikToked.
Right. I mean, so if you're on TikTok,
you are a TikToker.
But what if you're TikTok?
Well, some of those people, it's like a Venn diagram. You could be TikToked and be on TikTok, but you don't have to be TikTok to be on TikTok. You could be, oh, that guy's TikToked.
Stop acting TikTok.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're on TikTok. Like Joe's probably not on TikTok, but he's TikToked.
But he's TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, Like Raheel is TikTok.
Well, I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think Raheel's TikTok.
You don't think Raheel's TikTok?
No.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Raheel, he seems TikTok.
I like
to me.
This mustache that you made fun of.
Did you see? Did he not look like Groucho Marx?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
He could play Groucho in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a different career choice, but yeah, he looks like him a little bit. A young Groucho.
A young Groucho. He didn't have the glasses or the cigar, but other than that, yeah. He's right there.
Yeah.
Thailand had a huge bust, though. $1 billion worth of the drug ketamine. I don't know what ketamine is.
Isn't it is it a tranquilizer?
Is it? Is that what ketamine is?
I don't know.
I don't know, but ketamine is widely used as an anesthetic.
Okay.
Due to its hallucinogenic effects, it also thought of as a party drug. I want some.
How much did they grab?
They grabbed $1 billion worth. Oh, but one problem. It turns out it's really just a detergent, a cleaning agent.
Ooh. So that means the people who were holding it didn't do anything wrong?
They didn't do anything wrong. Busted, in the news, $1 billion, and it turned out to be a technical error in field testing. And then they busted this entire warehouse of detergent.
How long did it take for them to realize their mistake?
Well, I don't know how long. Let's see. I'm saying here, preliminary test, which have turned purple. I mean, 66 sacks were confirmed on November 12th. November 12th. And I guess they just found out.
So whoever they busted was
sitting
someplace. Yeah. He probably kept telling them, it's just detergent.
This is detergent.
And they didn't believe him.
Well, I mean, guys have said, you know, hey, it's baby powder. It's not really Coke. It's just baby powder.
I'm sure it's an excuse they've heard quite a bit, but man, nice job. I'm sure they promoted it, largest bust in whatever history, and now you gotta pull all that back because of detergent. I hope it was Tide.
Why? Why are you hating on Tide?
No, I'm not hating on it. I just hope it was Tide.
A former Kalamazoo doctor in some trouble, Dell. Apparently now, well, he was sentenced to prison. It's not good. Reusing rectal devices.
Ooh.
Yeah. First of all, I don't.
God, of all the things to reuse.
Multiple patients.
I'm going to ask you not to go on the cheap when it's a rectal device. Just break out a new one.
He apparently followed 3 years. He was also ordered to pay $883,000. He was the former owner of Urological Solutions, so he did this a bunch.
Yeah. Cutting corners.
He treated patients, mostly elderly, and instead of buying new catheters, oh, God.
So you're not going to go with the, hey, guys, all owners cut corners with this guy? Guys.
This is a little bit.
I don't know if you know this. Everyone, all owners cut corners.
Yeah. I don't want my doctor with catheter. I don't want him cutting catheter corners.
No, I will pay. If it's something that comes directly out of my pocket, I will take care of it.
Yeah.
I don't want to use catheter.
A newly elected Colorado Republican wants to carry her gun in the Capitol. She's kind of hot, so I don't know why she shouldn't be able to.
What's this hot woman's name?
Newly elected on Capitol, Lauren Boebert, Boebert.
Let's see.
She wants to be able to carry her gun. Actually, she is. She's
a gun rights activist.
Yeah.
Are they not allowing her to do it?
She got elected because she's hot. Can't she carry a gun because she's hot?
I don't know the rules in Washington. Is that a rule? It's a gun-free zone at the Capitol? Yeah.
Frankie says every day you go into the Capitol, that means everything gets checked, and you get wanded. Not only do you walk through the metal detector, but you get wanded as well.
And Lauren Boebert didn't know this beforehand? Yeah. She walks around with her sidearm on her hip, doing campaign.
Well, she's a gun activist, so. Yeah.
Even just doing campaign appearances, she's got the gun strapped.
Don't you, she's kind of attractive.
Does that mean she gets to break the law?
I don't know about breaking the law, but she should be able to do what she wants, right?
What if one of the things she wants to do is against the law?
Well, You got to cut her some slack.
Why?
She's hot.
You're a terrible person.
Isn't that?
No, that's not how life goes. You just can't do things because you look a certain way.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, I'm being naive. You can do a lot of things because you look a certain way. But if she's going to be at the Capitol, put the gun away.
Yeah.
Those are the rules.
Don't you wish you were a bartender at Night Town?
No.
Well, this bartender at Night Town, a club, he bought a single beer and left a $3,000 tip. $7.02 was his tab, and he left $3,702.
So how does that work? Your dad worked at a bar. If someone leaves that type of money, is that split amongst whoever was working that night? Is that how it works?
Well, you got to split your tips.
For the bar bags.
Well, the bartenders split their tips, and then they tip out, and then the waiters and waitresses tip them out. Actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I don't know. It depends on, like, I think at Nick's place, I think they put all tips into the and then they split them up evenly.
That's a nice night for.
That's not bad.
Whoever was working that night.
What a nice person. Yeah. I was with a buddy that left $1,000 tip once. And the bartender came from around and hugged him.
I would imagine they would.
Yeah.
That'll
just
change.
We had a few drinks and he's a wealthy dude.
How many bills does that pay for someone
who
works that type of job?
Oh my gosh, to have a night like that when somebody leaves you $1,000.
And all that being said, if you're going out to eat, leave a tip. That's what we always say. Make sure you leave a little something for the people.
Yeah. Well, and he did it because of COVID, he said.
Yeah.
That's why he did it.
Nice guy.
Yeah, that's a great way to finish Thanksgiving, isn't it? You're giving thanks.
We went from all that sadness.
Yeah, from TikTok.
Well, I don't know how sad that is.
Well, if you're TikTok, you're pretty sad.
Or maybe you don't know that you're TikTok. Maradona, the death of Maradona, the death of your wife's friend.
Ruffin,
and then that's a nice way to end it.
That is a nice way to end it. Way to go, buddy. Way to pick up the show. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I mean, you're the only one who put in the effort this week because John's been out of it since Monday.
I can't have worked harder on this show.
Not a chance.
It's impossible for me to have worked harder.
I emailed you a rundown and you yelled, "Hey, where's the run?" I emailed it to you. I didn't see it. Do it again. That's how out of it you've been.
No. One of the biggest reasons is because of Coors Light.
Well, can't blame them.
No, I'm not blaming them. I've been feeling great about them, actually. I felt great about them yesterday. Ooh, did I ever. Like I said, we played Wildcat. It's the official beer of playing golf at Wildcat for me. Well, it's the official beer. Somebody said, it seems like it's the official beer of everything you do.
Yeah, have you listened to the live spot? It is.
It absolutely is.
Golf, watching your games under a blanket.
Yeah, hanging out.
Thanksgiving.
Barbecuing. Dinner. Eating dinner.
The point is.
Lunch.
Drink a Coors Light for all your occasions.
How long do you think it'll be before I have a Coors Light in my hand today?
Well, the first time one's available, you'll be drinking it.
You're damn right I will be. And listen, if you're looking for cold, clean, crisp, refreshing, if you're looking for the world's most refreshing beer, if you're looking for the official beer of me, if you're looking for the official beer of my laptop, Twitch, you see it? That's the official beer of everything that I do. It's Coors Light. This holiday season, crack open 12, 16, 144 ounces of Texas Chill. It is the world's most refreshing beer. You know how I know? Because it's got Blue Mountains. The other ones don't. What? It's Coors Light. Climb on, brother. Have a great Thanksgiving,
ESPN,
everybody.
ESPN 97.5.